welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about sibling relationships. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what are the common issues that lead to or perhaps aggravate conflict between siblings?
So relationships that are conflictual between parents will usually be mirrored and reproduced by the kids. For example, if the two parents have a tendency, let's say, to scream at each other, then usually the kids will then also scream amongst themselves. In other words, they're going to use the same methods of trying to navigate conflict that they see in the world around them. And children, their first mirrors, their first learning, you know, it comes from parents before they enter into, you know, areas of socialization such as school. So also, you know, there's a tendency in some families to have a lack of boundaries, which leads the kids to therefore have unregulated conflict, which means that they're kind of creating a Lord of the Flies-like situation amongst themselves if the parents are not sufficiently present and putting on rules and boundaries.
So are you saying that you shouldn't tell your kids to stop screaming and hitting by screaming and hitting, really? Otherwise, they're just going to follow your example, really, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. And if you listen to kids when they are fighting, listen to the way that they speak to each other and observe their behaviors. And sometimes you might be quite embarrassed to see yourself in that inappropriate behavior. So if you like, Mark, aggressivity is innate to us humans. And it needs to be contained. Without a container, it can get out of control very quickly. It's a form of excitement that erupts. And that can become violent very quickly between people if the two people are excited in that very aggressive way. It needs to calm down. And if it doesn't erupt between two people, some people do turn the violence against themselves, which can take the format of like hatred, like self-hatred, you know, thought processes that are really attacking, or other forms that are more within oneself. So if you like, it's really important to teach adults, to teach parents to be able to regulate what's basic in terms of aggressivity by creating safe boundaries.
Okay, so the parents have got the boundaries, then that should be picked up by the kids within their sibling relationship.
Yeah.
But you always know that, or perhaps between siblings, there's one who perhaps, let's say, rules the roost.
Yes.
A bit, the one that takes control, the alpha sibling, maybe.
Yes.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, we could consider there might be a couple of different reasons why there would be one sibling who like positions themselves in this alpha way. Some kids are left to regulate themselves because they do not have sufficient adult presence or intervention, and therefore they create amongst themselves an unjust justice system. On the other hand, some parents actually add to the unjust justice system that the kids are enacting if they are promoting, perhaps unconsciously, violence between their children. And what I mean by that is they might say to one child, "Oh, you're just like, you know, fill in the blank, your mother, or you're just like granddad," or something, which then gives permission to the other kids to continue aggravating this kind of conflictual behavior, as opposed to the parent having a step back and saying, in this household, these are the rules and regulations. We're not allowed to treat each other like that, period, across the board. I'm not sure if that made sense in terms
yes.
of, yeah.
So the parents will make sure that the one that, let's say, at least starts to attempt to rule the roost and sort of like inflict some form of power structure,
yeah.
And there should actually be knocked down, for want of a better word, or put back in their place.
Maybe I could say it like this, that the adult, the parent, has to stay in the position of the parent as opposed to allying themselves with the conflict and
right.
therefore with one of the children, which is then conflating the differences between parents and child, which is going to further aggravate the conflict between the children. If one of them thinks, I have one of the parents on my side,
right.
that's going to create further conflict and create a system of conflict, as opposed to observing a moment that erupts and the parent stays in the position of parent and says, eruption is natural. However, there's ways that we're going to contain it for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
So the parent always stays a parent.
Exactly.
And not an ally to one of the kids.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you'll hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.